the coverage offered at the register may overlap the coverage that came in the box. The offer arrives at the end of a purchase, when the decision feels small next to the one just made. What is being sold has a specific name in federal law and a specific relationship to the protection that already came with the product. The two get confused because the difference lies in paperwork that is rarely in the room. The simple version. Two different things get called a warranty. One comes with the product. The other is sold separately, costs extra, and is properly called a service contract. The Federal Trade Commission draws that line in one sentence, and it is not a technicality about vocabulary. It determines who is obligated, whether the price already covered it, and whether the coverage being offered overlaps something the buyer already holds. The numbers. The Federal Trade Commission states that an extended warranty or service contract costs extra and is sold separately from a product, and that it is different from the warranty that may automatically come with a product FTC. On overlap, the FTC states that extended warranties and service contracts cover repairs and maintenance for a set amount of time, but your warranty may cover the same repairs for the same time FTC. The FTC states that whenever there is a warranty, the law says it must be available for you to read before you buy, whether you shop in person or online FTC. In its Guide to Federal Warranty Law, the FTC sets out three requirements for written warranties: that they be titled full or limited under Section 102 of the Magnuson-Moss Act, a disclosure rule governing terms and conditions at 16 CFR, Part 701, and a presale availability rule at 16 CFR, Part 702 FTC. The FTC states that the titling requirement applies to warranties on products costing more than $10. That full warranty means the coverage meets the federal minimum standards for comprehensive warranties, and that limited warranty means the coverage does not FTC. The FTC states that laws in every state create implied warranties covering almost everything you buy, and that they cover products even when there is no written warranty, unless the seller gives written notice that there is no warranty or marks the product as is, where state law allows FTC. The designations interact. The FTC states that a limited written warranty may restrict the duration of implied warranties to the length of that limited warranty, while a full written warranty cannot limit their duration FTC. Writing about vehicles specifically, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says a manufacturer's warranty differs from an extended warranty or service contract in what it covers, how long it lasts, how much it costs, and whether it can be canceled, and that the manufacturer's version is automatically included when the vehicle is purchased CFPB. In the same vehicle guidance, CFPB advises checking whether the coverage of the extended warranty or service contract overlaps the problems and time periods the manufacturer's warranty covers, to avoid paying for unneeded coverage CFPB. Two layers and the thing sold on top of them. By the time a service contract is offered, a buyer usually holds protection from more than one source, and the sources are independent of each other. The written warranty is the first layer. It comes with the product, and federal law requires its terms to be available to read before the purchase rather than after. That last point is worth pausing on, because the document that answers whether new coverage is needed is one a buyer is entitled to see first. Implied warranties are the second, and they are the least known because nothing hands them to you. The FTC says laws in every state create them, covering almost everything you buy, and that they apply even when there is no written warranty unless the seller has done what state law requires to disclaim them. Their scope is set by state law, which is why an article cannot tell any particular reader what theirs are. The service contract is a separate product sold on top of both. That is the whole reason the overlap question exists. The periods and the covered failures can coincide, and both agencies say so in their own words rather than leaving it to be inferred. Full and limited are legal labels, not adjectives. One detail rewards reading the warranty rather than the box. On products above a threshold price, a written warranty has to be titled either full or limited, and those words are defined rather than descriptive. The FTC states that full warranty means the coverage meets federal minimum standards for comprehensive warranties, and limited warranty means it does not. So the label is a classification against a federal standard, not a manufacturer's characterization of how generous it is being. The label also reaches the second layer, which is the part almost nobody knows. A limited written warranty may restrict implied warranties to its own duration. A full written warranty may not. One word on the paperwork therefore changes how long the automatic state law protections last, and nothing at a counter will mention it. Why the offer arrives when it does. The timing of the offer is not accidental, and naming it implies nothing improper about the product or the seller. It comes at the end of a transaction, after a larger decision has been made, when a small additional amount reads as small against the purchase rather than against a monthly budget. It is also the moment a buyer can compare least, because the documents that would answer the overlap question are usually not in front of them. None of that makes the product unreasonable. A service contract transfers a genuine risk from the buyer to the seller for a fee, and for a household that cannot absorb an unexpected repair, moving that risk has real value. What the timing does mean is that the comparison a buyer would want, between what is being sold and what they already hold, is the one the moment is worst suited to. The real cost lends on reading the paperwork instead. The useful questions are the same across products, and every one of them is answered by a document rather than by anyone at a counter. What does the written warranty already cover, and for how long? Federal law requires those terms to be available to read before the purchase. Is it titled full or limited, since that label is defined against a federal standard, and also governs whether implied warranties can be time-limited? When does the service contract's coverage begin, and does it run during a period the written warranty already covers, which is the overlap both agencies name? What does the service contract exclude, since exclusions rather than inclusions decide what a claim recovers? None of that answers whether any particular contract is worth buying. That depends on the product, the price, the terms, and a household's ability to absorb a repair, and this article does not make that judgment and could not. A warranty comes with the product. A service contract is sold on top of it. The question is whether the second covers a period the first already covers. What this means? When coverage is offered at a register, the distinction that clarifies it is whether the thing being sold is included or additional. Federal law names those differently, and the terms of the included one are required to be available before you buy. The broader habit is checking what you already hold before buying more of it. Overlapping coverage is common across insurance, warranties, and other protections, precisely because each is sold separately by parties who do not know what the others have already provided. What this is not, this is not advice about whether to purchase an extended warranty or a service contract, and it neither recommends nor discourages any product. This is not a claim that service contracts are a poor value. They transfer a real risk for a fee, and whether that is worthwhile depends on circumstances an article cannot see. This is not a recommendation of any retailer, manufacturer, card issuer, or warranty provider, and none is named. This is not legal advice. Sources: Federal Trade Commission Warranties, https://consumerftc.gov/articles/warranties. Federal Trade Commission, Businessperson's Guide to Federal Warranty Law, https://www.ftcgov/businessguidance/resources/businessperson's guide federal warranty law. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Differences Between a Manufacturer's Warranty and an Extended Vehicle Warranty or Service Contract, https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/ What are the differences between a manufacturer's warranty and an extended vehicle warranty or service contract? 10825/. USA Gov Consumer Protection, https://www.usagov/consumer.